Let's move on to someone else. Sir, what's your name?
Hi, my name is Ron.
Ron, what's your last name, quick?
Ron Johnson.
All right, that's good enough. My name's Barry Lincoln.
Nice to meet you, Barry.
Terrific. What I'm gonna do now is play a tape for you, and you tell me if these people are having sex.
Yeah.
See how he says yeah? Or working out in a fitness center.
Uh-huh.
I'm pressing play now. And what do you think?
That was two gay men having sex.
No, those were two men doing butterfly curls.
Sounded like two gay guys having sex.
Well, no, sir, you are dead wrong.
All right.
Thanks for stopping by.
Yep.
Wow, interesting. Two men, on tape, working out, building their pectoral muscles. And this man hears gay sex.
Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. This is episode 58, and I am your host, Absolute Deicide. I am the sole proprietor. I think that's what it that means. I'm making up them fancy college words. I am the something. I'm the chairman of Grunt Free Press Enterprises. We have a website called gruntfreepress.com, as well as this fine podcast endeavor we set out upon. I don't know. I'm fucking. This is another one of these. I want to get this shit over so I can just go play a game that just came out. Deus Ex, A Mankind Divided. But finally, like fucking one good game that came out for the past like 3 months. I don't know. Fucking hopefully fucking one of the few really good games of fucking the past like 5 years. Because I don't know if I mentioned how much this fucking generation of consoles has sucked as far as games go. But I'm mentioning it again. And I'm already fucking stuttering and stumbling over my words, so that's always good. So, I mean, just a warning, this is just going to be a bunch of random shit. Some of it's left over from last week's, because I fucking was running long, and just then a bunch of other random crap, because I'm just fucking waiting for something new to come out, or fucking whatever, I'm just in backlog killing, start a bunch of games mode, so yeah, and again, there's some of the shit's like fucking, I wrote like 2 weeks ago, so I just got fucking fucking shit scribbled down in fucking margins of a notebook and crap. It's just a mess. I mean, just chaos I'm looking at here. So I'm just gonna fucking check some shit off and just go and hopefully end soon in a fucking hour. So it's gonna be a lot of video games this time. I swear, just fucking pure straight down the fucking middle. What I'm trying to say is probably going to be a bad episode. I mean, I'm calling that right now. Buckle in. I'll try to stay on fucking topic here. So, talk about some wolf spiders. Like, you know, I saw one fucking crawling around my walls. I'm like, what the fuck is that? I knew it was a fucking spider, but I'm fucking looking at it. I'm like, is this thing gonna fucking kill me if I go near it? Like, what's going on? Fucking scary looking fucking son of a bitch. And I'm just like fucking looking at it like, man, you're a fucking ugly motherfucker. So I'm like, is that? I'm pretty sure it's a wolf spider. So I looked it up and, what's the deal with them? I mean, wolf spiders, they're not wolves, they're not spiders, what is the deal? I guess they are spiders, so that doesn't make sense, but whatever. Anyways, those things, they won't kill you. I mean, they might bite you if you fuck with them, but yeah, it's whatever, just a little, inject a little poison in you, it's not gonna fucking kill you. So that's the deal with wolf spiders. I'll just get out of the way. Fucking the Tick, the TV show The Tick, just came out on Amazon Prime or whatever. Just one season for right now. It's like a pilot episode. It's fucking one of those like weird fucking green light things they have. Pretty good. It's a really good show. I mean, it's fucking that's a deep cut from like, I don't know, the fucking late 90s, I guess. Fucking there was a comic and a cartoon, and then like a live action fucking series with the dude from Seinfeld, fucking Putty, as the Tick. That was fucking pretty funny. The new show is pretty good. It's fucking great. I saw like the fucking villain in that's like, I'm like looking at him, I'm like, is that fucking what's his face from fucking Rorschach from fucking The Watchmen? And it was, and he's fucking the dude in Preacher, the Quincannon, and fucking, I'm like, the hell is he? And this is like, yeah, this guy's just fucking like just going like character actor for like fucking comic book fucking shit. It's like a really specific fucking neat. He's fucking built for himself. He's pretty cool. And this one, he's fucking great. This is fucking awesome. Really funny show. Fucking The Tick. Dumb funny, but like really smart fucking writing. I don't know. That character was like The Tick. The original comic where it came from was originally designed as the dude who fucking made it, Ben Edlund, was local near me where I live, and fucking like my like local comic shop. I mean, local is like a couple towns away or whatever, but closest one to me, well, good one to me. He fucking published the Tick comic fucking there. You know what I mean? It was like his own little fucking independent thing, and then it fucking blew up and went fucking like, it was the cartoon and the show and all that, and fucking, it got pretty big. So it's really, really funny too. I mean, it's fucking, it's just, me kind of as kind of biased as, you know, he's not my fucking hero, but I'm trying to say he's kind of like a hometown hero, I guess, for fucking comic book nerds and shit. But, also fun trivia. Also might make me a little bit biased. I'll fucking be honest with you. It's fucking, I remember I did an interview with him, when I was like fucking like 10 or something, fucking 10 or 11 or some shit like that. I interviewed him for fucking like school, like they had like some school thing. It was like, oh, I interview somebody, you know, people are like fucking interviewing their parents and like fucking, you know, that fucking dumb bullshit, or like fucking like, oh, the fucking mailman, or fucking something stupid. And I ended up fucking whatever, somehow I forget how, my fucking like grandmother fucking knew his whatever, something stupid like that. And she was just like, fucking, oh, I can fucking, you know, if you want, I can get his fucking, you know what I mean? Get you a fucking, you can call him and get his number. And I fucking did that when I was like fucking like 10. I recorded a fucking, an interview with him, fucking really bad one. I wasn't the professional I am now, but, I recorded it and fucking like whatever, just made a report of fucking The Tick and fucking that shit. And yeah, that dude was pretty cool. I mean, just the fact that he's like fucking, oh yeah, whatever, some random fucking, you know, 10 year old will take the time to fucking, you know what I mean, talk with him. Pretty cool. Thumbs up. Good guy. Funny guy too. I mean, he fucking talks like The Tick, or, you know what I mean? I always wondered that too. Like, you know what I mean? I did the fucking, you know, talk to him when I was like fucking like 10, and I don't know, like, again, I was just like, I need this for school, and fucking, you know, he had the voice, like, if you ever watched the cartoon show, he sounds like that, or he did with me. I mean, I don't know if that's like his normal voice, or just like fucking, he was just thinking like, oh, a kid, like, you know what I mean? Like, I was just like, oh, a fan of The Tick, I'm gonna talk like The Tick, and, you know what I mean? And then, like, he just did that for the entire thing. Like, I don't know. Not sure. I never found that out, but, it's pretty cool. Anyway, that show's good. The Tick's good. Fucking, again, good fucking funny, like, smart but dumb fucking writing. It's pretty good. Anyway, that was fucking, yep, right on track. None of that was fucking this pile of shit I have to go through. But welcome to Grunt Free Press, and I already told you it's going to be a fucking really bad fucking show, so you might say whatever. I'm just warning, and just following through. Video games. Talk about Earth Defense Force 4.1 : The Shadow of New Despair, which I've already talked about a couple times, but again, playing the waiting game for fucking new games to come out, and again, not that I mind fucking playing. That's kind of the whole point of fucking another thing too. Is not like I'm just not gonna talk about the fucking trendy hip fucking games for my clicks and my fucking views and shit and all what's popular. I don't give a shit. Otherwise, you know, yeah, I wouldn't, you know. I don't get paid for this, so whatever. Anyway, so, you know, I've been fucking, you know, playing, I talked about it before, it's just fucking random, just, B-movie fucking sci-fi Starship Troopers game, pretty much. You're a fucking marine dude going down to fucking city, shooting giant bugs and fucking robots and dragons, and fucking Godzilla shows up. I've talked about that. And yeah, I mean, again, you want to talk about fucking mindless action, mindless shooting. And I don't really mean that as like a bad thing. It's just pretty much just fucking hold down the trigger and shoot till fucking everything on every enemy on the fucking level's dead, and that's pretty much the entire game. I mean, that's what it is, and it's pretty fun and fucking retarded, in a good way. Pretty long. Tons of missions. I think there's fucking about like 90 or like 100, something like that. You just go through, and again, every fucking mission is just fucking like, all right, drops you in, fucking go, and then fucking enemies start coming. You got to kill them all, and then fucking that's it. Then the fucking level ends, and you move on to the next one. But I mean, not only are those, you know, 90 or whatever. I think I'm pretty sure it ended up being like 90 or 100 levels. You fucking you can also pick like different classes, you know, and different difficulties. I think all the difficulties do is, you know, give like, you know, the enemies more fucking hit points. They do more damage. I don't know. I just played on fucking normal the whole way through. And like, you know, you're collecting a ton of fucking different weapons. I mean, you only choose two at a time. There's a lot of them are like class specific too. I mean, there's, you know, you're playing as a ranger. You only have a certain set of weapons. You pick all the new ones you're picking up are different. And then, yeah, if you played like another class, you go through like a whole another fucking skill tree with fucking, you know, it's not really a tree, it's just fucking health and fucking weapons. But yeah, I mean, fucking, I dicked around with another one for a little bit, and yeah, I was like, oh, this is all different. It's all fucking like energy weapons and all that. Before it was just like a fucking marine with a standard like machine gun and rock. He had some crazy shit too, like fucking I can throw fucking fireworks and like weird fucking shit, and fucking, you know, well, he's a flamethrower, but he's pretty much stuck with a machine gun and a fucking rocket launcher. So yeah, so again, it's a, you know, dumb fucking game, but there's a lot to do. I mean, just again, it's just the core of it is just so simple, you know what I mean? It's just, there's a lot to do, but you're doing a lot of the same shit. But, I mean, it was fine. I just played through fucking normal. It took me, like, 20 hours, and, like, fucking, like, ah, cool, like, whatever. That's fucking perfect. Like, I don't want to, you know what I mean? I'm not fucking, like, this into the grind where I'd go through, like, oh, now I'll play on hard, and now I'll play on whatever, fucking extreme, and fucking, like, Inferno and that shit. But, yeah, really cool. Cool. A lot of cool bits to the game. Before I was mentioning, like, fucking, you know, I'm just playing, and then fucking, like, oh, some fucking random fucking thing shows up, random Godzilla, and I mean, like, just, like, a straight-up fucking knockoff of Godzilla. I mean, they call him something else, but it's just, like, no, he's got, like, this all the same shit, breathing fucking fire, and, like, fucking, you know what I mean, fucking spikes on his back and all that. Pretty blatant knockoff, and cause I don't think fucking Japan gives a fuck about, like, copyright laws or some shit. Like, if you look at, like, I don't know, other games, I think it was like Shinobi or some shit, and like the original, like, Japanese version, it's like fucking like, oh, you're fighting like Batman and like Spider-Man and shit, and then like fuck, you know what I mean, they had like no license to it, they just did it just because, and then fucking like they bring it over here and fucking, you know what I mean, they get like pegged for it, so they kind of like, oh, I've got to change it to something else. Like, yeah, I don't think they give a shit about like copyright. Somewhere like in Japan, it's like if somebody takes your shit and, you know, uses it to do their own thing, it's supposed to be like, oh, an honor, it's an honor for you to steal my stuff. I don't know. Who knows? Japan's fucking weird. So Godzilla shows up, you fight him for a bit, then he fucking runs off, and that happens like once or twice, and I'm just like, ah, it's kind of cool. It's like, you know what I mean, almost like a little Easter egg thing. You know, a little change of pace, that was fun. Then later on, it's fucking, you know, he's there, and, you know what I mean, you're just like shooting him, and fucking, I was fucking, ah, that's what it is, you shoot him in the fucking chest enough, and he fucking just like, whatever, runs away or whatever. But later on, they drop in this fucking giant mech. You can fucking go in, you pilot it, and you fight him in it. And by fighting him, I mean you fucking like fight him, like fist fight him. So it's like fucking, you know, you punch him in the face, like it's fucking Rock 'em Sock 'em Robots. So fuck, you know what I mean? You fucking punch him, and he fucking just like falls, and fucking he's falling, leveling buildings and shit, and really cool looking. And then you can fucking, as he's dying, go over and fucking, you can fucking like curb stomp him when you're fucking mecking. It's fucking, it's pretty cool. Pretty awesome. So I thought that was great. That's not all. Wait, there's more than the fucking, you know, in another stage, all of a sudden, there's like a fucking dozen Godzillas, like all at once. Like, fuck, you know what I mean? It's just fucking just like ridiculous. There's just like multiple fucking Godzillas fucking fighting. And yeah, like all on your side, there's like a, you know, same thing, like a dozen fucking like friendly fucking mechs. And they're all like fighting and shit. And like, all you're dealing with, they don't give you one for that mission. It's just fucking like, oh, you're watching them fucking fight, you know what I mean? Just fucking punching each other and fucking, you know what I mean? Fucking walking through the entire fucking city and knocking down buildings and shit. And you're just on a little dude on the ground looking up, fucking watching it. And then fucking every now and then it's fucking, oh, it's fucking bunch of insects, like bugs and shit, all fucking start swarming your guys, like crawling up them, and you gotta fucking just shoot them all off. It's fucking pretty cool. Yeah, I mean, you're not doing much with the fucking rock. All you're trying to do is just like you're watching and just fucking trying not to get trampled by them. It's pretty awesome. Now, crazy shit like that happens. That's why I love fucking Earth Defense Force games. It's just like, this is fucking ridiculous, you know? It was cool. Again, just that change of pace from just like fucking, just shooting fucking giant whatever, fucking bees and shit, and fucking like spiders and fucking ants. And again, it's like, yeah, you know, again, the game's just like, 20 hours of this same basic loop. And I mentioned fucking random dragons showing up for no reason. But it's just fucking, you know, that's pretty weird too. It's just fucking all, you know, it's like, oh, but, you know, I get like fucking, the sci-fi, like, you know what I mean? Like fucking all ants and fucking whatever, spiders and fucking bees and fucking giant robots and shit. Then it's like all of a sudden it's just fucking, we get dragons, and like fucking random level, like hundreds of fucking dragons show up, and pretty much like Skyrim dragons. And by that I mean they're fucking like real like stupid looking and fucking janky and glitchy and shit. And they fucking, what, you know, the fucking AI in this game is like just pretty much just run at you, and that's all it does. And yeah, it works for the most part. Is again, it's fucking, they're just like, you know, you see like the ants like crawling up on the sides of buildings to try to get to you and shit. And like, you know, the spiders will fucking cling to the side of a wall and fucking shoot webs at you and that shit. But yeah, the fucking, the dragons are just fucking all over the place. They're just fucking like, just swoop at you, and they fucking just like, you know, going like backwards and just fucking like flopping onto the ground fucking sideways. Just fucking, it's like, man, this is stupid, and it's fucking real cool. That's fucking real stupid. Retarded fucking dragons. And this fucking pretty much let you murder them. I mean, they weren't much of a fucking problem, you know? And I wouldn't have it any other way, because it's a fucking real fun, stupid game. Another theme lately is just fucking, this is fun and this is stupid, and I'm fucking all on board. I will say towards the end, I was getting kind of fed up with some of the bullshit. I mean, you know, it gets more difficult, definitely. I mean, there's just more enemies and fucking like whatever. You know, a lot of times it's just fucking like, it'll be like infinitely respawning from like whatever, a ship or something. If you don't fucking blow up the ship, they'll fucking, you know, overwhelm you. They'll be like multiple fucking ships. It's just like, yeah, you don't do this in like the right order. Like, you don't fucking find the fucking, where they're dropping the red ants. You know what I mean? Those are the ones that fucking just run at you, and they'll scoop you up, and they'll fucking like bite you in their fucking mouths. You can't do shit until you fucking like kill them, you know? If you're swarmed by them, you're just kind of fucked. So it's like, if you don't fuck, you know, it's just if you don't do enough fucking damage and kill them fast enough, like, they just overwhelm you, you know. That's pretty much the game. Yeah, some of the later stages, like, you know, shit like that, definitely was just like, I kind of feel like this is designed for, like, co-op, and, you know, you can just fuck yourself over so bad in, like, seconds. And you know, like I say, some of the enemies just love to stun you, or they fucking like throw you in the air, and it's pretty funny when that happens. It's the ridiculous like fucking fly a mile in the air like Grand Theft Auto or like Saints Row ragdoll physics where your guy's just fucking like tumbling, fucking, you know what I mean? Fucking just ragdoll, fucking, it looks like he's fucking just dead body, just fucking knocking off of buildings and shit. Pretty funny. You know, or you get something to like trap you and it's just like, ah, you can shoot your way out and shit, but it's just fucking like, again, it's just one of those, I'm fucking stunned and now I'm fucking surrounded by other enemies that fucking stun you. It just kind of feels like, it's supposed to be some, you know, somebody else helping you. You get stunned, they can fucking shoot them, and you know what I mean? Co-op, like, type of shit. Or like, you know, right at the end of the game, there's a giant fucking, oh, wait, what do you call it? Like, there's like a structure that fills the sky and just fucking, there's like hundreds of like turrets and shit all over you, and they're all above you, and they can, basically hit you from across the fucking map, and you just like spamming rockets at them, like, you know what I mean? There's hundreds of them fucking just up in the sky, and it's fucking like, you know, they're stationary, they don't move and shit. So if you have like a long, like a really long range fucking weapon, you can hit them, but it's like fucking, they can hit you too, and just fucking, you're pretty much just hoping to take the ones out before, you know, before they get you. And if you can't pick enough, you know, you're hoping you can just take enough out to fucking make it like manageable as you fucking, and you saved enough fucking health on the ground so you can fucking run and fucking pick it up as you're doing it and not fucking run into more of them. And yeah, I mean, that's not fun to fight, and it goes on fucking forever. And just sucks doing, you know, doing that for like 15, 20 minutes, just fucking shooting like a mile away at these fucking stationary fucking turrets that all look the same and shit. They're not moving, you know, which is why I said they were stationary. But, yeah, it's just like, you know, doing that and fucking, you know, you're getting hit and you're getting fucking thrown all over the place and you're getting fucking slowed down by the fucking turrets and the drones and shit. And it's just, just fucking, like, that's not fun after a while, like, I don't know, it's just fucking, like, this is too much. And, but, again, you do that fucking, you plug away at it, and then fucking, you know, kill enough of them to do damage to the fucking, the main boss, then, like, then guess what, after you start hurting the fucking main boss, like, more fucking turrets, like, drop in and spawn in, they're tougher, and they're even more bullshit, and, you know, fucking some, if you get caught up by some, they can murder you in like fucking like 10 seconds and you're fucking dead. And you just wasted like an hour of your fucking life. And, you know, I hate that shit. And again, you get, if you die, you get fucking like nothing. Like, you know what I mean? You could have fucking picked up like, you know, 100 fucking health packs or whatever, like the, or armor packs that like increase your maximum health. But it's not like you gain an XP. You gotta like finish the mission to get any of that. It's just fucking like, no, you fucking died, you gotta start all over. It's like, fucking cool, I just fucking spent like 20 minutes in this fucking mission and I get fucking pretty much like one shot fucking killed. And you know, it's just like a big like fuck you. Yeah, it's not that I mind like hard games, just like, you know, it's just that type of like silly fucking fun game. And, you know, it has like the RPG progression, you're fucking grinding for like health and shit. Well, I try not to as much as I can, because I hate fucking grinding. But, you know, just give me something that's, so it's not a fucking complete fucking waste of time. Just give me like half the fucking like maximum health shit I picked up or something. So yeah, that soured me a little bit, because I'm like, dude, like, what do I do? I mean, like, you know, try again, and, you know, again, just try to, like, you know, try again and fucking hope you fucking, like, do, like, the right fucking pattern, or just get lucky, or, like, whatever. Or, like, you know, you play again for, like, 30 minutes and fucking die, and you have nothing to show for it. Or the other option is just fucking, oh, I'm gonna replay these levels I've already beaten and fucking play them over and over and fucking grind for fucking like health and shit, which I fucking hate. You know, I don't want to do that. So yeah, I was just saying, it just kind of feels like that was like meant for like co-op, like, oh, I got fucking one hit killed or whatever, but I got somebody with me and come and fucking, you know, I think you can revive each other and shit, you know what I mean? So it wouldn't be like, you know, you'd have a much better chance of just fucking, again, I did it. I mean, if you fucking, again, it's almost just fucking, you gotta find the right fucking, like, pattern to do and, like, whatever, but it just sucks fucking, like, 20 minutes in and fucking, like, oh, thank God, I fucking just, like, scrape by, and then it's fucking, like, oh, no, here's more, and fucking these ones fucking one-shot kill you and shit, and you're standing in the wrong place, you know? Or you fucking did, like, you know what I mean? Oh, you're saving those fucking enemies for last, and they're fucking, a mile away. Up now they're fucking like right up in your face and they just fucking murder you. So I don't know. Again, fun game. Just a couple issues with it that were pissing me off. Yeah, it's just fucking like one of those deals where it's fucking this game is amazing, but you know what I mean? It's some fucking fundamental problems, like, you know what I mean? Balancing between like co-op and single player. I wish they did a little bit better. So it was like, whatever, just fucking like, oh, let's do more damage. You know what I mean? Instead of fucking having to shoot those turrets like three times to kill them, you only shoot them once, or maybe there's fucking less of them. You know what I mean? So it's not like a fucking such a time sink trying to kill them all. So, I mean, or again, I was talking about, you know, having to walk forever to pick up fucking upgrades and shit when I'm by myself. Like, again, you know, they're just like physical boxes that drop, and like the weapons are like fucking, you know, random weapons you pick up, and, or you pick up the armor packs, increase your maximum health. But you actually had to walk over and get them. Like, so if you have like a fucking sniper rifle or a rocket launcher, you kill something from a fucking mile away, it drops a fucking, you know, weapon box. It's like, well, guess what? If this fucking, you get to walk a fucking mile to go and pick that up, and picture that with, like, you know, again, 1,000 fucking enemies you fucking killed during the mission, and you get to fucking run around and pick up all those boxes. You know, it's just, again, like, maybe that's fucking something that would make sense in, like, co-op, so it's not just fucking, like, you know, somebody can't just, like, stand there or some shit and not let the other guy do everything as they fucking, like, level up, so you get to, like, move around and shit, so, or you can't fight over, like, you know, oh, I got the last hit and fucking, you know what I mean, something stupid like that, but... playing by yourself, why don't you just do like fucking like, it just gives it to you fucking automatically or whatever, or something like that. Or just give me fucking normal XP and fucking like, you know, some kind of like currency I can fucking pick what weapon I want and just fucking spend it. I don't know. Again, one of those things, it's like, I don't want the game to be fucking too polished up either, because it's fucking good that it's just fucking a big, dumb fucking game, you know what I mean? Fucking, just one of those fucking, like, sometimes it's like, I feel like this game is, like, wasting my fucking time, but still like it. Anyway, that was the last mission, it turns out. Those are really fucking pissing me off with that shit. I'll just say the last mission in the game is really fucking bad, and that's a fucking shame, but, overall, the game's fucking sweet. Just need to have the right fucking mentality and just, you know, fuck around with it for a while, have fun, and... If you're going in it like fucking, oh, this is a normal game where I'm just gonna go, you know, A to B and like whatever, and you can go kind of nuts and fucking get numb to it, because again, it's just like 20 hours of just fucking just mindless garbage, you know, like fucking like, oh, I'm gonna sit here for fucking 6 hours and like mainline it. I did a couple times. It's fucking like towards the end, it's like fucking, man, I'm just fucking, like, you know what I mean? This is like mind numbing, but it's just like arcadey, just fucking whatever. Play it for like an hour or whatever. Set it down, whatever. I guess that'd be the ideal way to play it. Like when I was like, oh, it was the last mission, and I was thinking like, oh, the game is really fun. And I'm like, oh, maybe I'll try the other classes too. And I started dicking around with the Valkyrie, which is like the one that can like fly, and she has like fucking, electricity weapons and shit. It's like, oh, this is cool. It's like almost like a totally different game. It's just fucking like, just, you know what I mean? Just I'm more like mobile and shit. And, after one level again, after like right after fucking beating the main game after like 20 hours, I'm just fucking like, I'm good for now. You know what I mean? It's like, I can put this aside. And So I got ambitious. I fucking wrote a review up for that. So yeah, there's another new Grunt Free Press, hot off the Grunt Free Presses review up on the site. So that was Earth Defense Force, and then continuing down my fucking random whole shithole. I don't know. Dirt Rally, which, again, one of those things I've been playing for a long time, just fucking, I've talked about it before, fucking, I ran a Mitch for some racing, went back to Dirt Rally, just, not much to add. I mean, fucking, you know, just fucking white knuckle, rally racing. I think I already used the Dark Souls of racing, comment before, but I mean, yeah, it's pretty much what it is. Pretty fitting, as cliche as that is now. what I do is just fucking most of my assists are turned off, and now I probably have a couple of them on, because it's fucking, if you turn them all off, it's meant for like a fucking racing wheel and a fucking like foot pedal and shit, and just kind of uncontrollable. But some of you need on. I forget which ones. Fucking, I always fuck it up too. And like Forza, it's like, do I have ABS fucking on and whatever fucking traction control off, or the other way around, and I gotta like fuck around with it and be like, no, that's fucked up, and I do it, I'm like, no, that's right, this, here we go, that's what I've been using for fucking 10 years of fucking playing fucking Forza and shit. But so I turn most of the assists off, and I fucking, you can just do it so you're locked in the cockpit view all the time. Alright, so I play most racing games, I turn off rewind, so this, you know, I can't fucking rewind it. It's fucking like, if I fuck up, I'm, you know what I mean? It's either like, I gotta deal with it and go, or if I'm like fucking like, nah, I'm really fucked up, I can, yeah, you can restart the race. But it gives you, if you don't restart the race, it gives you a money bonus, and every time you restart, like, it takes away from that. So that's how they balance it. Yeah, so I'm moving through the ranks. I mean, you start off in open. It's just like fucking whatever. It's just, you know, difficult. It's just split into like championships. It's fucking like whatever the open one, then like whatever amateur and whatever up to like elite and shit, so on, something like that. And as you go, it's just fucking, man, the races just get fucking longer and fucking crazier, and you know. There's little hints that pop up there and loading screens, and one of them just says, you know, race better to advance to more difficult classes, more difficult races, than wish you hadn't. And, yeah, that's kind of true, because it gets fucking, like, brutal, you know what I mean? It's just, like, so hard, where it's, like, fucking, like, man, I am struggling just to fucking just not, you know what I mean? Just if I can just fucking not completely wreck this fucking, on this fucking track, I'll be good, you know? I don't think there's any setting for like, this is too tough, you know what I mean? Or it's like fucking like, I finally fucking made it, like barely, and fucking you go through, and it's fucking like, you're in like 10th place, you know what I mean? And you're rally racing, there's fucking no other cars on the track, it's all like by time, you're racing by yourself. Then at the end it gives you fucking your time and everybody else's time, and it fucking ranks you like that. And I don't think there's any setting for like an opponent difficulty, anything like that. And I don't think you can even go back to like the easier races, where it's like fucking like, oh, I'm fucked, you know what I mean? I'm just, you know what I mean? It's just, you beat that class, like, oh, here's some harder shit, cause you can do that, you know what I mean? And you just gotta keep plugging at it until you fucking get better, and that's it. I kind of like that, you know what I mean? It's like, like, again, in Forza are like fucking like, you know, the earlier races are so easy, and I'll fucking, you know, I'll keep like, turning up like the AI difficulty and all that shit. I'll make it like harder and harder for myself until like, and I'll like fucking like, all right, it's pretty tough, I can win most of the time, and it's fucking like whatever, and I'll go through, and then like eventually I'll hit like a wall, you know what I mean? Where it's like, you know, it gets like, starts getting like, you gotta be like so like robotically like fucking like technical to even like have a shot, and fucking, when that happens, it's like, all right, now it's time to fucking tone down the fucking AI difficulty, so I don't fucking just like flip out. And, you know, again, going back to like, I don't feel like I'm fucking wasting my time. Like, oh, I just did like a million fucking, you know, million races where I came in like fucking fifth place. Now I fucking failed. You know what I mean? Now I just got to do it all over again. And dirt rally is pretty much just like, oh, fuck you, fucking drive better, or don't, you know what I mean? Don't play the game type of deal. So, I mean, that caused me a bit of a fucking, moral quandary. Nothing to do with the game, really, but I was fucking, you know, again, just because, you know, it's tough, and it's fucking intense, you're fucking just, like, into it, you're like, all right, I gotta fucking, you know what I mean, remember, all right, I have a tough time at this fucking turn, remember that's coming up, remember to fucking break early and all that shit, because, again, I turn off, like, again, I compare it to Forza, because I play a lot of fucking Forza, but, like, the main fucking thing in Forza is just fucking starts you off, like, oh, it shows you a line, just arrows of fucking, up, oh, stay on this line, and fucking, you know what I mean, green arrow means the gas, then fucking, like, you know what I mean, red, you know, red arrows slow down, and all that shit. But, you know, so I turn all that shit off, and I'm just fucking, you know what I mean, it's pretty intense, and, Oh, I'm streaming, and my streams are generally fucking really fucking quiet. I mean, maybe one or two people will pop in and fucking, you know what I mean? They won't say anything, or fucking like one dude just fucking, "Hey, what's up?" And fucking like, "Oh, hi," and then fucking like whatever, and they'll fucking say something for like a minute and fucking like leave or whatever. Really, really quiet in general. You know, but I'm again playing Dirt, fucking intense as fucking, you know, one of these fucking twisting fucking twisting fucking tracks like all over the place, fucking left and right and fucking hairpin lefts and fucking straight away for a fucking, you know, quarter of a mile into another fucking like, hey, like up and down a fucking like bridge and shit, and just fucking it's I think it was like snow too, just, you know, snow and fucking sheets of ice on the fucking road, and you just have like no control. You're fucking sliding all over the place, trying not to go over the fucking side of a cliff or, you know, smash into a fucking stone fucking guardrail and that shit. So I'm doing that and just fucking whatever, you know, I'm failing, fucking restarting and fucking like, ah, shit, fucking, you know, finishing races in like fucking eighth place. I'm driving like super slow, like a fucking like old lady or like I would as I'm fucking driving on ice and shit, you know? Then I fucking, you know, after the fucking race is over, I look over and somebody's in the fucking chat like, "OMG, shit driver, LOL." I'm just like, dude, I'm like, all right, whatever, just fucking ignore it, like whatever. Play, you know, play, keep playing, then like, you know, inevitably, if, you know, fuck up, like hit a wall and fucking LOL, ha ha ha. And it's like fucking like, all right, I'm fucking, you know, I'm glued to the TV because I fucking have to be, you know what I mean? Then he fucking says something else and fucking whatever. I finish a race. I fucking, then I type like, I'm like, dude, look, you know, this isn't fucking Mario Kart. You know what I mean? I'm driving on fucking like sheets of ice and it's fucking like, you know, you have like no fucking traction. You're fucking slipping everywhere. And, you know, it's not just fucking automatic fucking fake bullshit, you know? I think you do drive on fucking ice levels in Mario Kart and shit. That's not the point. It's not the same thing. But, you know, then you know, whatever. Drive a couple, you know, drive one or two more. Fucking look over, and I sat seeing the fucking, you know, switch the camera. Why aren't you switching the camera? Like fucking do third person mode. You know what I mean? Just fucking, you know, switch on the fucking thing. Like all the shit to make the fucking game easier. It's just like, dude, no. Like, you know what I mean? No, that's fucking not at all why I'm playing a fucking. A rally fucking sim, you know what I mean? I'm not fucking, again, it's not fucking Mario Kart. I'm not driving it to fucking beat it, and, you know what I mean? It's just fucking like, as I play it to fucking like, the point of that, the fun I'm having in it is just fucking like, ah, oh, it's just fucking like simulation, fucking trying to drive through this shit. It's fucking ridiculous, you know? And I think the point of fucking rally racing and fucking, and, you know, real rally racing in the fucking real world, it's fucking, it's insane, you know what I mean? It's a fucking, you watch that shit, it's like a fucking superhuman feat that. It's a fucking miracle that everyone's not fucking dead. You know what I mean? It's crazy. I mean, again, I watch fucking like whatever, watch like NASCAR or something. It's like fucking like, oh, they're driving in fucking circles, like big fucking deal. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, yeah, it's cool that I understand. I couldn't do it. Obviously, it's just fucking like, and that takes like skill, but it's fucking like, yeah, it's, I understand. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, like the split second, like shit, but. Just like the spectacle of fucking like rally racing. If you watch that shit, it's like, man, this shit's fucking like nuts. Like it's again, it's what they're doing, you know, in the game. It's fucking just like doing that shit in real life, fucking right over fucking cliffs and fucking like crazy fucking turns. You know what I mean? So I'm like, that's why I'm playing this and not, you know what I mean? Why I'm playing this and not like fucking like, you know, NASCAR or some shit, you know? Yeah, and then again in the chat and fucking the hitbox chat, there's a bunch of like shit messages in another language, and the fucking guy leaves, and as soon as the fucking the race is over, I just banned him. Fucking fuck it, just flip over, fucking put the cursor IP bandied on, like fuck him, you know. Then I feel a little bit of guilt for a split second anyway. I mean, don't get me wrong. Thought, you know, I get back to like the I saw it last week. I was talking about the Fallout forum from fucking 10 years ago, where it's like fucking like, oh, I'm just whatever, everyone's a fucking dick and fucking blah blah blah. I hate everybody and fucking like whatever. And just like, I'm just thinking like, am I the prick now? You know what I mean? Am I the dick? Cause I have fucking, you know, I'm banning people and like, you know what I mean? I don't like what you're saying. Fucking fuck you. You're banned. I consider like that, like fucking, you know, shit driver, LOL, fucking fuck you. And you know what I mean? Like garbage like that. Oh, you suck. Is fucking somebody's playing. Like that's just kind of, I don't know. I consider that like bullshit. He's pulling like basically like spam, like garbage comments or, whatever. Or it's like people come into the stream and say like, use a mic, like tell me what to do. Like fucking use a mic or I'll leave. Like, do this or I'll leave the stream. I'll unsub and just fucking like, dude, I don't give a fuck. Like, to be honest, like, you know, I'll ban those fucking retards too. And just like, you know, if I cared about fucking views and fucking subscribers and shit, I wouldn't be streaming on fucking Hitbox. I'll tell you that. But at the same time, you know, are those fucking, you know, banned idiots like fucking like, LOL, he banned me, fucking asshole. Like, you know what I mean? Like fucking like, I didn't do anything. I just fucking went into his fucking room and told him what to do and told him he sucked and he fucking banned me. Like, you know what I mean? They go into fucking like wherever the fuck, like Reddit and being like, oh, fucking absolute deicide's a fucking dick. Like fucking, you know. Again, I don't really care, but it's just like, I'm curious, you know, I'm curious, like, you know, am I the fucking, like, elitist fucking asshole now? Like, fucking, I don't know. It's a question that'll haunt me to my grave. But, you know, I'll probably die soon anyway, so fuck it. I mean, don't spam my fucking stream is what I'm trying to say. I like it fucking empty and quiet in there. And fucking nobody watching me, so, speaking of empty and quiet, I'm gonna take a break. When I saw the thing that no one should see, as I became the thing that no one should be, I became lost inside my mind. Happens all the time. I saw a dead body on the side of the road. I saw a dead body on the side of the road. I saw a dead body on the side of the road. I saw a dead body on the side of the road. welcome back. I told you it was going to be a bad episode, but you didn't believe me. Thought I was lying. I told you, nigga. Anyway, continuing on. Just get right to it. Dirt Rally, I was talking about, I think. Really cool racing game. Some fucking real cool moments. You know, going through this, a couple highlights here. Let's go through. Going through this forest at night. You know, my car is getting pretty banged up. I mean, what they do too. It's not a big deal if your car gets fucking banged up. I don't think the damage is not like crazy, like realistic. I don't think it's pretty like forgiving. I mean, I think I have it on like up as high as it can go, but again, I compare every racing game to fucking Forza. Like, that's my fucking like bread and butter. I can't fucking wait for fucking Horizon 3, even though that's more arcadey or whatever. But yeah, I mean, like in Forza, you fucking like whatever, you can hit a wall or some shit, or just like seemingly like fucking like minor like hit, and if you fucking like hit the right way, it's like, oh, my car is just fucking like junk, like, you know what I mean, it's fucking just completely drift into the left or the right, and I gotta like compensate, and you know, your car can really get fucked up like real quick. And this one is like fucking like, man, I just fucking slammed into a fucking rock going like a, you know, 60 miles an hour fucking downhill in the fucking air, but I'm like, oh, I'm fine, I can still go. And fucking like, you know, it shows you like a percentage of like how damaged your car is. And fucking a lot of the times, like, man, my car should just be fucking like garbage, and it's fucking like, ah, oh, it's like 98%, you know what I mean, it's fine. So but you know, and every two in those championships, every two races you do, you can it gives you a chance to like repair everything. So usually it's not that big of a deal, but so I'm doing this night track, night fucking race in the woods. It's like fucking 10 minutes long, you know, to complete. It's all fucking just, you know, A to B fucking racing, fucking 10 minutes of fucking, you know, tough, lots of fucking hairpins. Again, at night, you fucking just going by your, you know, no, you're in the forest. There's no fucking like lights anywhere. It's just fucking just your headlights, you know. You can't see what the fuck's coming after fucking, like, you know, up straight away going fucking uphill as a fucking, like, crest. And that's, if you don't rally racing too, is fucking, well, what it is you get a co-pilot with you, and he fucking calls out, like, where the turns are and shit. So you're supposed to just fucking, as you're going, keeping that in mind, what are you saying, and fucking as you're watching the road and fucking like trying to like, you know, interpret that. Or I guess whatever, I mean, you could fucking just drive the same fucking course 100 times and fucking learn it, but whatever. So I'm playing, it's a tough track. I keep fucking wrecking and fucking restarting, fucking wrecking, restarting. I was doing pretty good fucking one race. I'm like 5 minutes in. I'm fucking like, all right, I've played this enough times. I'm fucking, you know, I'm learning the track up to this point anyway. So I'm going, and I fucking, I hit a jump, and I fucking land fucking wicked, well, real fucking hard. Just fucking, you know, huge jump, and just fucking just blam, like slamming into the fucking ground. And yeah, my headlights completely fucking blow out in my car. And again, I'm fucking, you know, first person driving in this fucking dark forest, and it's fucking, yeah, now I have no fucking headlights. I can fucking barely see a fucking thing. It's fucking freaky shit. Pretty much racing by moonlight. And I mean, the track, like the dirt of the track's fucking a little bit lighter, you know, it's just like a lighter shade of fucking like dark, you know, it's like, it's pretty fucking cool. It's just like, I finished the fucking race like that. And, it was a really cool thing. I mean, the way the champions are set up, the championships are set up. I mean, you do you know, a number of races in a location, like, I don't know, it's usually the thing is like half a dozen, like six or eight or so. You know what I mean? This, like, whatever, you'll be in like Germany or some shit. Like, he has fucking eight races in Germany, you do those, then move on to another location. Like, he has fucking, you know, eight in fucking Sweden, you know what I mean? Like, each of those, you place there, and, like, each location, like, is its own little, like, series, you know? You do however many there are in that set, you know what I mean? And that championship would be like, whatever, you know, 6 or 8 of those fucking series, you know what I mean? It's fucking like, it takes like your place and gives you fucking, points, you know, like, you know, you finish like first place in this one, you get 50 points. You finish second, you get 20, third, like whatever, something like that. So more points, the higher you place in each fucking series, like each location, you know what I mean? Each set of races in that location. And then like fucking like at the end of that, championship, it just adds it up and like, you know, places you depending on your total. If that makes sense. I don't know. I'm fucking horrible at fucking explaining shit. Fucking welcome to the fucking Grunt Free Press podcast. Perfect. I am the perfect host. I don't know how they gave me this job at Grunt Free Press. I don't know. Pretty much what that boils down to is the fucking, you know, the championships are really fucking long, you know what I mean? It takes fucking like hours to find, you know, hours to fucking like finish them, and then you still gotta find out if you're moving on to the fucking next one, or if you're gonna have to start from the fucking, you know, square one, you know? I mean, you could, I guess, if you wanted to, you just keep restarting every fucking race again and again until you fucking mastering the tracks, or, you know, at least get like top three for each one, so you'd be like, you know, guaranteed to fucking at least place the top three of that series. You know what I mean? But what I end up doing is the fucking the ones I really have trouble with. I just like, dude, after a while, I just end up saying like, all right, fuck it. I'm in like, you know, good enough. I'll fucking, you know, I made it. Well, I'm like fucking sixth fucking place or fifth place or something like that. But whatever, good enough. I'll make it up later. You know. So needless to say, it's probably not the most foolproof strategy in the world. I mean, and guess what? Because of that, more than once, I just completely fucked myself over to the point where it's like I'm on the last series of races. I'm fucking trying like so goddamn hard. And you know what I mean? Again, I'm like, oh shit, I'm in fucking like fifth place. I need like more fucking, you know, I need to move up. So I'm fucking like restarting and just like, trying my fucking damnedest to climb the fucking ranks. I just can't fucking do it. You know what I mean? It's fucking like, oh, these last two are just fucking killing me, you know? Then I'll get sick of just like playing the same track over and over again. You know what I mean? To try to fucking like, all right, this time and fucking like, yeah. But after a while, it's just like, dude, I can't, I've been playing this for like fucking like 45 minutes, this one fucking track. I want to do something else. So it's like, all right, I'll just move on from there and just, you know, fuck it. And I've done that a few times, just like, oh, I'm like, fuck it. All right. I don't care. I'll fucking fail the entire fucking championship and fucking, now I got to fucking restart for fucking, you know, track one, you know what I mean? Location one, track one, and just fucking go all the way another fucking more hours of that shit. The game's fucking hard is what I'm trying to say. But again, kind of why I like it. It's just like different and just like, whatever. I really like fucking Dirt Rally. Some weird glitches I ran into. It was running fucking great for me. I mean, I could, you know, I can bump the fucking game up to like ultra settings, like no problem, or if, you know what I mean, or turn it down to, you know, a bit of a higher frame rate and just fucking whatever, looks a little bit worse and just fucking like, you know, fine, just fucking, you know, no problems at all. Then I started getting these fucking black boxes like popping up on the fucking track like randomly, just fucking, it looks like fucking like missing textures or some shit or whatever, like parts of the track like not loading in, just fucking, you know, black, just like completely black, like featureless fucking glitches everywhere. The first time I noticed it was on this like really long track at first, where I was thinking like, oh, you know what I mean, just fucking whatever reason, just fucking, you know, bits not, you know, parts of the fucking, you know, environment just aren't loading in like the right way, like, or whatever, they're not loading fast enough or like whatever, you know, just a weird glitch in the game. You know, I'm like, ah, whatever, no big deal. I mean, just fucking, it looks dumb and like whatever, but then for whatever reason, it started getting like worse. It started popping up in tracks that were like perfect before, and just fucking, you know, again, it's annoying. I mean, just fucking, it's a lot of the times, like, I just can't see it. So it's distracting, and I can't see the fucking road, or I can't see the fucking turns and shit. It's just fucking, like, right on the track, and it's fucking, you know what I mean? Just, you can't tell where the fucking track ends and shit, like, how wide it is, and just fucking, just, like, I don't know what the fuck that is. And, you know, it might have been an issue with a new patch they put out, but I mean, everything in that patch seemed like it, like the patch notes is all like, oh, it's fucking, you know, patch for fucking VR support and blah, blah, blah. And you know what I mean? All for like, you know, Vive and fucking Oculus and shit. And, but maybe in doing that, like, for whatever reason, like that broke like the normal fucking game. It's just like, dude, just like, there's another reason for me to fucking hate fucking VR. And, you know what I mean? I'm just like fucking like, oh, we do this shit to fucking fix this for the VR people, and fucking, oh, we gotta downgrade this for everybody else, and now fucking all these glitches are popping up, you know what I mean, that weren't there before because of this fucking VR garbage. So, you know, I started doing my looking through the fucking forum, and, you know, I see a few people saying they were getting the same shit, so it's like, I don't know, I posted some screenshots of it just see if anybody was like, oh, well, we got to do this and that, and you know what I mean, fucking PC games, and just I just love some of the fucking the posts on there too, like fucking, you know, somebody posted a fucking screenshot of the same shit I'm getting, just fucking black boxes all over the fucking track, and just you know, the fucking reply like, oh, your PC's not good enough, fucking, oh, your GPU's fucking overheating, and fucking, you know, you gotta overclock this, and you know, your drivers are outdated. And then fucking like an hour later, the same fucking douchebag like fucking Oh, now I have the same problem too. Like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, Mr. fucking PC, fucking hardware tinkerer, and oh, now I'm having these problems too. Oh, it must be the game now. You know what I mean? Again, it just sucks. You know, I really like the game, but fucking, you know, if it was fucked and it was, you know, getting worse, it's like, I don't know if I can fucking keep playing it like that. And, you know, I ended up fucking like, I was uninstalled the game completely, fucking reinstall it, was still fucked, and, oh, what the fuck was going on with that? But then, hey, guess what? Fucking magically fucking fixed. I mean, just like randomly, I'm like, fucking, I didn't play it for a couple days, and then fucking, I didn't even see like a patch or anything like that. No patch notes, no nothing. I don't think they did anything, but I fucking started up and fucking like, all right, nothing here, and fucking keep playing for like hours and fucking like, oh, nope, it's fixed for whatever reason. Magical. But during that, I was like, fucking, like, I know what I'll do. I was gonna start playing, Forza Motorsport Apex, which is the free to play version of Forza on Windows. Is still like a beta or something. Is essentially a gimped out version of fucking Forza 6, which I've already played the shit out of, and I fucking reviewed it like fucking a year ago, or whatever. And but I have the season pass on that. It's a fucking great game. I mean, just fucking whatever. Again, just I'm lazy. I don't feel like fucking playing Xbox games, and then fucking everything else is on my PC, but, yeah, I just fucking checked it out, just because, why bother doing that, like, why bother fucking playing the free-to-play shit, I just want to see how my PC handled it, and fucking, you know what I mean, again, after that fucking bullshit, fucking glitches and fucking dirt, I'm like, dude, I'm fucking, again, life of the fucking PC fucking gamer, I'm fucking, you know, always nervous, like, you know, waiting for that one game you try to play, and just fucking, nope, go buy a new fucking card, go buy a new fucking computer, that, you know, oh, you bought that 2 years ago, it's fucking outdated, it's garbage now, bro. But thankfully, fucking Forza fucking played great. You know, just put on, like, the frame fucking counter or whatever, just fucking completely solid, fucking 60 frames a second, just fucking looks as good as it does on fucking Xbox One, you know, a little bit better, actually, fucking cleaner and shit. So hopefully, fucking fingers crossed, what I think that means is let's talk about fucking Forza Horizon 3, next month, I think the end of September. Hopefully that runs fucking just as well when it comes out, you know. Again, I just fucking, whatever. It's one of those fucking like cross-buy, cross-play type things. You buy it once, you get it on fucking PC and Xbox One. So it's like, yeah, even fucking my computer, like, set on fucking fire trying to play that. I could fucking play it on Xbox. But, you know, again, I'd just rather not. You know what I mean? I'd fucking just rather fucking play it on PC. But, yeah, and as I was thinking of, you know, again, Forza 3, fucking, I also, like, kept seeing videos coming out of Gamescom. Yeah, so, because that's what's going on, or might still be going on, and fucking, you know what I mean, there's fucking all the sites are like, oh, here's some fucking trailers from fucking Gamescom, and, not a whole lot to report from Gamescom, I guess, you know, no conferences, I haven't heard any fucking big news coming out of there, just a lot of the same shit from E3, just getting rehashed, and, I remember, last year, fucking doing a big, like, you know, recap of, like, Microsoft's fucking Gamescom press conference and some shit coming out of there, some big fucking announcements, and this year's Grunt Free Press 2016 Gamescom report. It happened. So I also played Dreadout. It's an indie horror game. It's kind of a ripoff, or very much a ripoff, the basic gameplay of Fatal Frame. When I say it's a fucking indie game, I mean it's really like a real fucking like indie game. You know what I mean? Just fucking, it's not like fucking No Man's Sky, like fucking $60 fucking Sony's fucking paying for all of it, and you know what I mean. But fucking, I was gonna keep saying it's 10-person team, and fucking, oh, it's indie, even though it was fucking full price, and you know, whatever. But Dreadout's fucking like a real fucking capital I, or I don't know, lowercase I indie, I guess would be more indie. Indonesian too. You know, so Indonesian, I don't know. I don't know if that's racist or not. I have no idea. I don't even know where the fuck Indonesia is. I don't know. Somewhere in Asia, I think. So you're playing this Asian or Indonesian schoolgirl, I guess. So, the main characters are the fucking Asian schoolgirl. So, I mean, I can totes relate to that. And you're using your camera to fight ghosts and fucking Indonesian monsters and shit. And I will say this, the fucking the monster design in the game is really fucking cool. I mean, there's a, you know, you got a few of the typical fucking girl with the fucking long black hair, like screaming in your face, kind of fucking Japanese horror type shit. But then there's some really, really weird shit, like, I've never seen before, like, you know, giant fucking pigmen and a fucking pigman, like, pigman, just fucking, like, a pig with a guy's face on it, fucking chasing you and shit, and there's, you know, a cop with his fucking eyes sewn shut, and he's fucking projectile vomiting eyeballs at you, shit like that, and just, you know, pretty creative, and I think most of them are from, like, Indonesian folklore and, you know, urban legends and shit, and so, I mean, you'll see a lot of that, you know what I mean? It's fucking one of those deals where it's, like, fucking, pretty unique to me, anyway. I mean, you can, after you defeat them, it gives you, you can open up, like, your journal, and, it gives you, like, little descriptions about them, like, fucking whatever, like, the lore behind them or whatever, and, you know, explains where they came from, and, you know what I mean, what like, they symbolize and all that, and, they call the journal that you keep all that shit in the Ghostopedia, so that's pretty dumb. I think the game was on, like, Steam Greenlight or something like that, and from what I understand, I don't know, I'm just fucking haven't got into it too much. I mean, I just fucking saw, like, some little message, like, oh, I'll vote for this on Greenlight, and you, like, vote, from what I understand, anyway. I mean, I don't know, it's, kind of like Kickstarter, almost, only it's not like a fucking, not a complete ripoff, because you're not fucking, I don't think you're giving them, like, money to the project. It's not like fucking like, oh, I'm donating this to this fucking Greenlight game so it gets made. Like, pretty sure it's just like a voting system where you vote for the ones you like, and then, oh, maybe fucking, Valve gives them, either gives them money or they just fucking promote some more. Like, I don't know, but the more like popular ideas that are in Greenlight, I guess, get made and fucking put on Steam. I don't know the exact deal with it, but I mean, again, there's fucking real fucking like indie shit. You know what I mean? Independent. I'm gonna fucking put Grunt Free Press on fucking Greenlight, but what I'm trying to say is it's really fucking like low budget and it's ambitious, which isn't the best combination of things. You know, a lot of times, fucking big ideas, small fucking budget. But the first problem I had, and it's been a common one lately, is fucking controller support. Great, fucking. Try playing my fucking Xbox One controller. Doesn't work. Fucking 360 one. That works. Okay, fine. Like, whatever. I'm fucking used to that, I guess. And then, but even with the fucking 360 controller playing it, the button mapping fucking sucks. It's fucking weird shit. Like, left trigger fucking zooms in with the camera and the fucking left bumper zooms out, something like that. Like, it's just fucking, or like right on the D-pad switches equipment and then you know, go into your inventory, which, you can only scroll like left and right to look through items. You know what I mean? It's fucking like, even if there's like fucking, you know, like 10 things you can go through and like, you can go like up and down and shit. It's fucking like, nope, you just gotta go one by one, fucking left to right, like down the fucking, you know, through the columns to get to the thing on the bottom. It's just like weird, janky shit like that. And, the menus in general are a fucking mess. And the game itself also doesn't look good and fucking, yeah, one of those things is fucking, you can say like, oh, you know, you'll use the keyboard at most, you fucking console peasant. It's fucking like, dude, it's a fucking third person game. Like, you know, you're controlling everything fucking third person, fucking swinging around the camera and shit. Like, dude, no, not keyboard, not meant for keyboard and mouse. Well, I guess it is, but it fucking probably controls like garbage, I'd imagine, either way. Yeah, the game looks, I don't know if I'd say the game looks bad. It's fucking, the graphics are fucking, like, all over the place. Like, you know, the character models, or, like, the 3D models look fucking really good. And fucking, you know, the way they animate them, it's animated really well. It's fucking, so, like, that part of it's good. It's fucking, again, as you know, before I bought it, I'm looking at the screenshots. I'm like, oh, this looks pretty decent. And then fucking, some of the environments just look like shit. Usually it's fine, but some glitchy ass fucking textures, it's not a good thing when you're fucking, you know, again, it's a game about fucking like looking through your camera, looking for fucking weird shit and looking for like, you know, some of the puzzles you solve and shit, and the enemies are like fucking like, oh, you're looking for like glitches on fucking the wall and shit, and just fucking like, see shit in the corner of your eye, it's like fucking, oh, is that a fucking, you know what I mean, some kind of like puzzle or something I should be paying attention to? It's like, ah, no, it's some fucking weird fucking glitch. And you know what I mean, textures on top of textures. I don't know what the fuck, call it like Z buffering or something like that. There's like two things on top of each other and they fucking just like freak out because, if you know what I mean, the fucking like fighting to fucking be in the same spot and they're fucking just loud, shit like that. Z buffering, look it up, kids. I don't even know if that's fucking right. I think that's what it's called. Or like, so there'll be like graffiti on the wall and like, you know, certain details and shit, like fucking you know, posters on the wall or like whatever. Just it literally looks like somebody made them in fucking like MS Paint. Like, it'd be like, you know what I mean? Again, another one of fucking something I do is like a Photoshop fucking joke of just like, I don't know, fucking spray paint fucking tool and just like garbage. It just fucking just looks awful. Like some cars and shit are just like, dude, that just looks like fucking somebody threw like two squares together and fucking, again, it's like MS painted fucking whatever, a fucking tire on there, like a fucking, you know, equivalent of a fucking, like, you know, kid's drawing of a fucking car, you know what I mean? But then on top of that, you know, a lot of the areas are just fucking like too big and fucking empty for like no reason. Towards the beginning of the game, there's a, this cutscene. You're driving up this long road, and, you know, you're in a van with your friends and shit. And like, you know, you hit like a dead end, like fucking, the road, like fucking just like is destroyed, almost like fucking Evil Dead or some shit like that. And everyone gets out of the van and fucking, like, whatever. You can walk up and, like, talk to them and fucking, they give you, like, exposition, they're fucking talking to you and just, like, whatever. And, you're supposed to talk to, like, one specific person. It's one of those deals, like, you get to talk to them, like, multiple times until you trigger it or whatever. But, you had to talk to, like, one dude to fucking move on with the game and fucking open up a path. But, I'm fucking standing there and fucking, I talked to a few of them and fucking, like, whatever. And I'm like, I don't want to keep talking to these fucking people. I want to play the game. So, I walk around. I find a fucking bunch of, like, dead ends, do the fucking survival horror sweep of just fucking sweep the fucking perimeter, see where the fuck I can go and what's going on. And, so I do that and everything's fucking, dead ends all in front of me. So, I turn around, I'm fucking like, oh, maybe I'm supposed to fucking walk down the fucking, the way I came, the fucking down the road where, the cutscene was of us fucking driving up to the fucking, where this dead end is now, So I start walking down that fucking road and it's fucking like, it just seems to go on like forever. I mean, I'm fucking walking for like 5, like 10 minutes and fucking just like thinking, I'm like, this is kind of cool. Kind of like fucking Silent Hill or something like that. Just walking down this fucking foggy road like forever. Can't wait to see what happens. And then like fucking 10 minutes later, it's just fucking whatever. Just fucking, all the scenery is just getting like crappier and crappier. I'm just like, maybe I shouldn't be doing this. Like, it just fucking just goes on like forever for no reason. So I turn back and, another like fucking 10 minutes fucking walking back the way I came up to fucking the van and all the fucking people and shit. And just like, again, to talk to that one fucking specific person and they fucking like, they're like, oh yeah, hey, what's over here? And they fucking like go over and fucking move a bush or some shit. And fucking that opens up the path you're supposed to go. So that type of shit. I mean, that kind of shit's kind of funny. I mean, like in a real dumb, like deadly premonition type of way, but Dreadout is it's no deadly premonition. I'll say that, tunnel fucking locked doors everywhere and fucking, hallways, like long hallways, just fucking millions of doors and the fucking like half of them are just fucking locked. And, It's just again, everything's just kind of too big and you don't have a fucking map. So it's not like the Silent Hill type of thing where it's fucking like, there's fucking a million locked doors, but it's kind of the puzzle of fucking, just fucking figuring out, all right, this one's unlocked, this one's then your guy will fucking take, like, make a map and you just fucking open the map and it's like, all right, well, I know where I gotta go, Mapping out the shit. I mean, it's kind of like the Silent Hill, like, puzzle type thing. It tell you like, you need a key here and there's a puzzle in here. So, get an item and fucking like whatever and fucking, Dreadout's just a lot of fucking walking around through the same looking fucking shit until you pretty much stumble upon what you need, hopefully. And, it's fucking, some of the shit you gotta find and pick up, it's usually hard to see and it's fucking super touchy about where you're standing or fucking looking to fucking, trigger what you need to trigger and just, even like one of the first bosses in the fucking game just fucking completely fucking glitched out on me. It's, you go into this graveyard and there's supposed to be a bunch of water on the ground and fucking, not only did the fucking, the water textures just fucking decide not to load at all. So it's fucking like, it's fucking just dirt. But the game fucking freaked out for whatever reason when I went through the door to get to the graveyard because, I'm just walking and fucking like, oh, what's this? Hit the A button and I'd fucking, every time I did that, I'd fucking like magically fucking teleport to the beginning of the graveyard and fucking open the door again. Just go through like the door opening fucking animation going through a fucking like glitchy ass door. So I couldn't do shit and I had to fucking restart the game and, again, it was towards the beginning, so that wasn't a big deal. It was just fucking just like, again, the game is fucking based on just like fucked up shit happening and just fucking, So I'm doing just all this glitchy shit's happening. I'm like, fucking, is this supposed to happen? Like, is this the game or, Like, you just don't know. It's fucking like, oh, that's clever. Oh, wait, no, that's like an actual glitch and now the game is fucked up. So, Yeah, like another time, there's this fucking long hallway with a bunch of fucking mirrors hanging on the wall. And there's one of the enemies is, well, she'll like attack you and shit. And the only way to hurt her is you have to look through the mirrors on the wall and fucking, you know, with your camera, zoom in and fucking, you know, you see the fucking, the ghost or whatever behind you, like fucking trying to choke you. And when you look, you know, you won't see it. You won't see it at all. Otherwise, not looking through the mirrors. So you gotta like zoom in, fucking, and you know, click the shutter and shit, and fucking that'll hurt it. And there's only enough mirrors in the fucking in that hall to fucking to deal with it. You know what I mean? So it's like, oh, you gotta fucking hit her four times. There's fucking four mirrors, and every time you look through a mirror and fucking hit her, the fucking that mirror will fucking shatter. You gotta fucking move on to the next one and whatever. So there's four. We're gonna do it four times. Pretty cool fucking scenario or whatever, like cool fucking fight, cool kind of a boss fight, I guess, but first time I do it, fucking, you know, all the mirrors are fucking broken, so she should be dead, but she's fucking not. She's, you know, still alive, she keeps fucking killing me, and then fucking when you die, you go to like, you know, you just fucking go to this like room, this fucking dark, fucking completely black fucking room with a fucking, you just gotta walk up this bridge of light thing, fucking walk towards the light, and it fucking respawns you pretty much where you left off. But so that's not too bad, but yeah, I kept like respawning and fucking like, oh well, the mirrors are still fucking broken, this fucking thing's still here, there's absolutely nothing I could fucking do about it. So it's fucking just like another fucking bug. Gotta reload a fucking save and just fucking, you know, At that point, from there on out, I'm just like, fuck it, you know what I mean? I gotta have a fucking walkthrough, you know, it's walkthrough time at this point, make sure fucking what's happening isn't fucking bugs and fucking, like, whatever. I'm just gonna look forward and see what the fuck I, you know, should be looking out for. And, you know, anytime I think that might be a bug, I'll fucking pause it, look at the fucking walkthrough, and, you know, pretty much ruin the game for myself. That's what I had to do. So not good. Fucking Dreadout's not good. I mean, the concept's good. I like it. Cool fucking monster design and shit. And just, again, it's already been done so much and better. And, you know, there's been fucking five Fatal Frame games, and fucking all of them are fucking better than Dreadout. So, Dread Out, more like Get Out, I guess. It's not fucking terrible. It's just it's too rough, too fucking buggy and rough and shit. And but then I saw there was a sequel, or like whatever, kind of little like standalone fucking DLC, I guess, called Dread Out Keepers of the Dark. And I'm like, fucking, I wonder, you know what I mean? Fucking, it's just, if they just like polish this up a little bit, it'd be a pretty cool game. So. I ended up fucking getting that Keepers of the Dark, and it's supposed to be like a missing chapter from the base game, I guess. And it was only a few bucks. I'm like, all right, whatever, I'll check it out. But it took almost as long to get through as the main game did. So there's that. same basic premise. You're still going around taking pictures of fucking monsters and shit till they die, but, they structured it differently. So instead of like a, you know, a traditional fucking linear fucking walk through hallways and shit and all that, for this one, you start out in this fucking hallway room. It's fucking, you know, there's a long fucking tall hallway, and there's fucking eight doors you can go through, and you can go through any of them at any time. And, now you go through them, and it fucking just takes you to a level. So it's like a fucking, like a hub, pretty much. You know, and in each level, there's one or two bosses you have to kill. And, once you clear all the bosses out, it opens up, like a final stage type of deal. So I actually thought that solved a lot of the problems from the first fucking Dreadout. I mean, they made the levels fucking smaller, and the fucking, the game is more like straightforward, and it's more like, you know, bite sized. I mean, you're not wandering around fucking aimlessly, you're not fucking lost. And, graphically, it looks a hell of a lot fucking sharper. And, I didn't run into any fucking major bugs playing it. So all around, I think it's a fucking, a much better game. And fucking, the controller support still kind of fucked up. I mean, the same garbage, but whatever. What can you do? You know what I mean? You can't have everything, I guess. You know, there's still, like, you know, puzzles, exploration, all that shit, and just, but because the levels are, like, you know, the levels are, like, smaller, you can actually, like, sweep through them and fucking, you know what I mean? It's like, all right, I know I fucking have gone through, like, every inch of this fucking level, because it's not that big, you know? Be pretty confident you didn't miss anything, and then on top of that, it lets you know you're done with each one, with, you know what I mean? So near each door, there's, there'll be like candles, like there'll be like one or two candles if there's like one or two fucking bosses in there, you know. So once you kill a boss, the fucking candle fucking goes out, and you know there's no more fucking bosses in there. You don't got to go back there, unless you know, unless there's you know, something else in there. You got to get like a fucking, you know, whatever, collectible, or not a collectible, like a fucking, like a puzzle piece or some shit, like a fucking solution or fucking whatever. You know, so you could like kill the boss, but fucking leave something else in there, and the candle will be out, but the door will be like fucking like lit, you know what I mean? But then you're completely done with it, and the fucking, the door just goes dark, and it's like, all right, everything's done in there, you know? So it's pretty smart. I mean, for like one fucking, One of the bosses are like the spirits. You got to get an item from one level and take it to another level, and you know, just by like process of elimination, it's like, you know, you narrow down like what you have to do. It's fucking like, all right, well, this one's still lit up, so there must be something in there, and you know what I mean. So this one's not a fucking bullshit fucking walkthrough game, you know what I mean? Again, it's just much, much smarter than the fucking the original game. So I liked it. I liked fucking Keepers of the Dark. I thought that was a neat little indie horror game. Again, still no Fatal Frame, but for the price of it, it's not too shabby. So thumbs up for the Dread Out expansion, and fuck you for Dread Out the regular game, and which sounds kind of weird, because you know, we're just gonna play that one, just play the fucking the lost chapter or whatever. But you know what I mean? It probably wouldn't make any sense. But you know, fuck it. I mean, if you played through fucking both of them, and it's not gonna make any fucking sense anyways. It's fucking weird fucking Asian fucking heady horror. So it's not gonna fucking make sense anyway. So fuck it, or just don't play any of them. I don't care. So I've actually played more. I played a lot of games. Even if nothing comes out, see what happens. Fucking games get played. That makes sense. They don't release games, and games get played. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to skip all of that. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to do a follow up, report. To my award winning Mike Futter is an Idiot series. Nothing new to really report. He's still a fucking clown, but just a little clarification or a clear up on I was talking about a while ago. It fucking pissed me off before. You know, he's making this big fucking stink about you know, those code sites, whatever, fucking CD keys and fucking G2A and fucking Green Man Gaming, like all that shit. All those sites that sell like fucking all these discounted fucking game codes and shit, and fucking all developers are getting ripped off, and you know what I mean? Mike Futter has a fucking business degree, so his word is fucking law, and you're an idiot if you don't fucking agree with him, like that type of shit. But I was thinking about that, because I fucking, whatever, I bought my you know, I used a code site and CD keys in fucking particular to get fucking Deus Ex for fucking $30. So, I got that. I started like fucking like, all right, whatever. I was fucking poking around. Fucking then I also fucking stumbled on this fucking website called SteamDB. SteamDB.com, some shit. Pretty much what the site does, what SteamDB does, is it tracks all these like crazy stats for Steam, like you know, top selling games, you know, how many people are playing, who's, how many people are playing what game, like fucking, you know what I mean, little graphs and shit. And but what I was interested in, because I'm not a fucking, you know, hack journalist, you know what I mean, look at this, I'm doing follow up and shit, like they have a calculator thing that shows you like how much a game costs in each country, like just like, you know, just a fucking chart, like here's the game, here's all these fucking countries like currencies, and this is how much it costs in each country, like fucking they, you know, they do like, you know, fucking highest to lowest and shit, and just and they give you like a converted rate, like right there, like fucking, like, you know, how much that means, like, you know, compared to your currency, like fucking, you know, in my case, like fucking compared to like, you know, U.S. dollars, you know. It also gives you shit like fucking the lowest recorded price for that game too, so you know what I mean. So all that shit, a lot of stats, stat talk, fucking, going in depth here. So Mike Fuckhead's little faggot expose was about, you know, this queer game called, Punch Club or some shit. And, you know, the developers were fucking sending them fucking emails, like bitching about, oh, we're not getting enough money from our games because people are buying and selling these codes on sale and fucking blah, 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 and all this shit. And they're selling them dirt cheap, selling our game dirt cheap and not getting any money. And yeah, so, plug that piece of shit in. And the current price for that game right now is $9.99, fucking, yeah, US dollars. And it's also being sold for 999 euros, and which converts to $11.33 US. So if I had a friend in, say, like France, I mean, what if I bought the game for $9.99 and I gift him a code, and I'm just like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, here you go. I'll fucking give it to him. He's like, oh, no, I'll fucking, let me pay you back for it. How much did it cost? And I say like, hey, send me $10. You know what I mean? So, you know, I paid $10 for it. He gives me $10, and oh, but he didn't buy it in his fucking country. So he's jewing the fucking developers, like, you know what I mean? Like $1.30 type of deal. Like fucking, you know, what's wrong with that? You know what I mean? Oh, according to fucking Fuckface Futter, I mean, I just robbed the fucking developers fucking money because the fucking internet exists, you know, like that's fucking retarded. And then I can also see on the fucking thing that hey, the game was on sale at one point for $2.49. You know what I mean? So what if I bought the code then, and then I do the same shit and fucking like, oh, whatever, like, say whatever, I forgot that I fucking bought it on sale. And he's like, oh yeah, yo, here you go. Here's fucking $10, and I fucking paid $2.50 for it, and so I made money. But I mean, I should probably go to fucking jail at that point. I mean, Jesus Christ, I'm fucking, you know, that's fucking Grand Theft Auto right there. Grand Theft Auto. I could also buy and sell. I didn't actually look at Grand Theft Auto, but even for the fucking just normal price games, I mean, there's fucking huge fucking differences, like depending on where you buy it. Like, so that game's fucking $10 in the US, but if you've lived in fucking China, you're paying fucking less than $3, you know what I mean? Converted fucking currency. So again, why wouldn't somebody from China just buy it for fucking $3 normally and fucking sell it for more? You know what I mean? Again, if they want to go through the fucking process of fucking converting the currency and, you know, probably paying fucking fees along the line, I'd imagine, and fucking, I don't know, I have no idea how you'd fucking actually do that, but again, if somebody did that, fucking, you know, let them do the work, let them fucking get, you know, profit, and fucking people buying it are fucking paying less. It's called fucking, you know, mutually beneficial fucking financial transaction, you fucking whistleblowing fucking dipshit. Now, other little example, a couple ones I fucking wrote down. Fucking Mad Max is fucking, the Mad Max game, fucking $40 US. Fucking, you're in Russia, it's fucking $16, and, you know, no fucking stolen credit cards fucking required for that, you know? Or Deus Ex, fucking Mankind Divided, fucking the one I just bought. $60 in here in the US. If you're in Japan, you're paying $73. If you're in India, you're paying fucking $15. I mean, yeah, nice fucking business degree, you fucking cunt. You get the point. Mike Futter's an idiot. And go buy a coal lot for 74 cents. Then send your emails to podcast@gruntfreepress.com. And I am going to go play my stolen Deus Ex key.
It was the blackest night, there was no moon in sight. You know the stars ain't shining cause the sky's too tight. I heard the scary wind, I seen some ugly trees. There was a werewolf walking along the side of me. I'm green and I'm bad, you know I ain't no sissy. Got a big chitty girl in by the name of Chrissy. Talking about her in my bike to be in the side of the mountain. I noticed even the crickets were acting weird up here, and so I figured I might just drink a little beer. I said, give me some of that, what you're sucking on. But there was no reply, cause she was gone. Where's those titties I like so well? And my goddamn beer is what I started to yell. Then I heard this noise like a crunch of twig. And up jumped the devil, he's about this big. He had a red suit on and a widow's peak. And then a pointed tail and like a sulfury. Yes, it was him, all right. I swear to know it was. He had some human flesh underneath his claws. You know, it looked to me like it was titty skin. I said, you son of a bitch, because I was mad at him. Well, he just got out his floss and started cleaning his fangs. So I shot him with my shooter, said, bang, bang, bang. Then the sucker just laughed and said,
put it away. You know, I ate it all up. Now what you gonna say?
You ate my Chrissy?
Titties and all!
Well, what about the beer then, boy?
The can's this tall?
Even her boots?
Would I lie to you?
Shit, you must have been hungry.
Yes, this is true.
Don't they pay you good for this?